This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, this is actually the perfect transition. We were talking about paying it forward and the good of humanity. Yeah. Heather brought to tears over a vet who paid for her family's meal last night. As we look ahead to the weekend, everybody knows the Cubs are in town and sellouts expected. Standing room only. Scooble on the mound tonight.
Mm-hmm. Gonna be wild.
The Tigers have seen a surge in attendance this season. Nearly a 40% increase year over year so far this season.
You win, they will come.
But it means a lot of new faces, people who haven't been in a minute. We want to collect some ballpark hacks, things that you do to save time, money, make it more enjoyable. How do you get the most out of going to Comerica Park? 248-539-9797. Heather, you brought up the thing people don't realize about water bottles.
You can bring a water with you. It has to be unopened, sealed bottle of water. There is a size limit. I didn't look online. No. I think it's like 20 ounces or less. But yeah, just bring a standard bottle of water with you. You can bring it into the park. Stay hydrated on those hot days. Yep. Also saves you buying, $6 water. I don't know how much they cost, but a little bit of money saving.
At least $6. And can you bring, you said little kids you can bring?
Oh, for little kids. If you go with kids, you can bring basically anything. We brought a whole lunch for the kids, peanut butter and jelly. You can bring a sippy cup, but it can't be filled. You can fill it with water. You can bring juice boxes for kids. Or if you have a medical issue, I'm guessing maybe you're diabetic, you need more juice, you can bring those. They also have, if you have a kid on Kids Day, you can go to guest services. You can actually get a wristband for them with their info, where their seats are located in case they get separated from you, which is kind of a cool little thing to know if you're going with a bunch of kids, because it's happened. I mean, when I've worked there, there's always stories of like groups and they've lost a child.
Right.
There's always a kid missing. So that's kind of a nice way to make sure you can keep track of a big group if you've got a lot of kids with you. Wear sunscreen. It gets hot.
Yeah, sunscreen, especially Saturday and Sunday this week.
Couple day games.
Yeah, they're going to be
not
a lot of shade.
Look where your seats are, too, relative to where the sun's going to be.
Yeah, and know there's some areas up on the concourse, like 145-7-ish gets a nice cool breeze. You can cool down. It's shaded. Areas to go and kind of cool.
That might be the best hack right there. If you need to cool off, where are you going to go?
Yeah, but like that, there's areas that get really, Tiger's Den seats gets chilly because for some reason right there you catch that breeze. You're not in the sun, so you'll want like a light, I would want a light jacket because I get cold so easily.
What about if you're I don't know if you have the answer to this, but generally speaking, like people who are going at standing room tickets, what's the best way to navigate that? I know. You go to the bars.
Where's
like
the best way to stand to see or?
Go to the Pepsi Porch or whatever
Pepsi
it's called.
Porch, there's all the bars up there in right field. That might be one way to, that way you're not edge of the stadium trying to peek over the John Jansons of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
The hack that I have is, if you know you're going and you're taking, especially if you're taking kids, the exit is always kind of the toughest part. You know, they get in the car and they're like, when are we going to be home? Why are we stuck in traffic? And it doesn't have to be kids. It could be adults as well. Sometimes they're even worse. It's think ahead, because if you have the ability to get down there early, you can go down and park on the streets of Detroit. It doesn't cost anything. And you could, there's a number of different restaurants. Again, if you're thinking ahead, maybe you make a reservation at one of them. Maybe it's one that doesn't take reservations. It's just it's a deli or something like that. Go in, have a nice dinner. If you're going to a restaurant, you're going to be paying the same as you would in the stadium.
No, for food, you're going to save money. Yeah,
you probably will. But it's about getting down there, getting that parking spot, and then having dinner, walking around town, moseying on over to the ballpark. But when it's done, especially if you stay to the very end and you're leaving with the vast majority of people, a little walk gets you out of that congestion, and you can hop on a number of different outlets to get out of town quicker than if you park right next to the stadium.
Yeah, I know for Red Wing games, we would park in the MGM garage because it's free.
Right.
And it's the same walk roughly to LCA as it is to Comerica Park. And instead of doing it in the winter, you would be doing it when it's beautiful out. So yeah, as long as you don't have little kids, you can make a couple extra steps, couple extra blocks, and park for free downtown. If you want to gamble, you can gamble. But you don't even have to. You just park for free there, and then you can make your way into the ballpark. That'd be one hack I'd recommend to people.
Yeah.
And it's, talk about easy out. There was a nightmare situation a couple weeks ago, but there is a light at the bottom of the garage, and then you can get right on the highway within two turns.
Right. Yeah, but it's a matter of getting to those turns. And that is good, because you don't have to pay for that parking either, do
you? Correct. That's free. I wonder, too, you're talking about congestion when you leave. Tonight's a fireworks night, right?
You got to stay for the fireworks.
And do you justify it as like, well, everybody else that leaves, they're going to be dealing with traffic, and I'll just make a night of it at the ballpark? Or do most people stay for the fireworks?
I think a lot of people stay. I haven't been to a game where it's like this big of a crowd in a very long time to know how many people will stick around. But usually, a lot of people stick around. It's an awesome fireworks show. If you don't need to leave, I would stay.
It's been a long time since I've been down there and without kids to be able to stay that late.
People saying don't overlook bars that have shuttles to the stadium. Save on parking, get a decent meal, maybe a couple drinks.
Yeah.
Cut your food bill in half potentially and then get shuttled in.
Yeah, I mean, I believe this to my heart. Like, and I pick Nemo's for a reason, just because I'm familiar with it. But if you haven't done Nemo's, you haven't done Detroit. I kind of just feel that way. Go to Nemo's, get a burger, get on the shuttle, group of people, go to the game. It's just, you're experiencing Detroit. You start in Corktown, Tiger Stadium used to be. You get to go down Michigan Avenue. There's just nostalgia and feel to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Greg, I know you don't live very far from Ford's Garage. I love going down to eat there. We had a caller call in earlier about taking the bus, you know, having dinner there, taking a bus from there. Is that how far is the bus stop from Ford's Garage? Do you know?
I do not know that. Okay. I can imagine
it's right got to be close.
Steps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably measured in steps.
Yeah. So that was another hack. If you're looking for one of those restaurants / bars to grab a bite to eat and then shuttle in, you take the bus right downtown.
Yeah. Probably take Michigan Avenue, go on the strip club tour.
You could, yes. You know, maybe you don't want the express. You want the one that makes the extra stops.
Ticket Texture says it feels like the opening day of summer. We have a great team, great weather, great opponent, little Midwest rivalry.
Mm-hmm. And it's a Scooble start.
And it's Apple TV, a heads up, so before you get home and freak out.
Well, that's a great chance to listen to The Ticket. And we're going to have a beautiful summer night tonight. Hang out in the backyard, or a lot of people have their garages kind of set up now. Perfect night with a fire going.
Yeah, Jack's got a game at 6, and I'll definitely have the earbud in watching the game, but listening to Dan as they start things off.
All right, so 40,000 per game, roughly.
Yes.
I'm going to give a great hack that I've been doing for 20 years. Who hit the bell?
That was moving some stuff around.
Heads up. Great hack.
Are you paying me forward? Yeah, there you go. All right, so don't get stuck in traffic. And I have a way to Comerica Park that has worked for me for 20 years. And it's get off on Forest from the lodge, take a left, Woodward's less than a mile, Woodward right. You're about a mile from the stadium. Traffic's usually never bad coming that way on Woodward. You'll run into a little right near LCA. But don't go wait in the Grand River exit off of 75. I mean, I have done this. So I'll come north on 75. I'll get off at the lodge and take the lodge north. That would seem stupid. No. Then get off at the forest and go right back and cut in the back.
You kind of cut everybody off.
Yeah. By going back door.
Yeah. Yes, Tom. 248-539-9797. Ticket texters, people giving their advice. We'll get to the phones as well. Katie in Brighton, you're on 97.1.
Hi. I was going to say prepay, if you're not going to go out to eat, prepay for a lot. Find a lot by bookies. There's like all those lots back there or somewhere else. Instead of going down tonight and paying $50, $60, they're going to hike the prices up tonight, this weekend. So go on like ParkWiz. There's ParkWiz. There's, I think there's another app. You can book your...
But is it always the same price? Like, Katie, wouldn't they bump it up right now if I wanted to do it?
They might have already. So if you had tickets or have tickets, air quote, I would look... If you have tickets, I would look now.
Mm-hmm. Just to see. You never know.
Winging it and going down there and being like, oh, you know, I'm parking. Because we used to park on Gratiot and then just see, like, broken glass. And then we just said, we're just going to park in a lot and, you know, guarantee, park over that 20, 30.
Yeah, lock in your rate, do it ahead of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not
so
the.
So then you know you got parking, you know, instead of. But
stressing.
When it's like this. Or, you know, of course, the playoffs, it's going to be higher. Lions games were always higher. But knowing that and bringing in water, Heather took mine, too, because I always bring water because it used to be $4.99. I don't know what it is now. And we used to bring in peanuts, but I don't think you can anymore. So those were mine, so... But definitely looking into parking is one of the best ones.
Yeah, it's getting echoed on our ticket text. I was actually just looking at one that said, yes, use the apps available to buy spaces in advance. It's usually cheaper, easier. There's no stress of the lot I normally go to is extra full or the line's long and we're cutting it close to first pitch. You have a game plan if you book it ahead of time. I've never done it, truth be told, but a couple people swearing by it. We'll get more of your advice next. It's 97.1.
Something special going on at Planet Fitness. There always seems to be something special going on. Right now, a dollar down gets you the Black Card membership. But this weekend, Heather had it in her news, because of the air quality and the fires that are happening north of the border, you got a free opportunity to go to Planet Fitness now through Sunday. If you want to be able to work out inside, where I keep telling you how clean this gym is, not only is the equipment clean, the floor is clean, apparently the air is clean as well. So you can get a great workout in, even when if you can't get outside to work out. They've also, I talk about that Black Card membership. The Black Card membership allows access to over 2,700 locations nationwide. So if you travel, even just around the state with 50 locations in the state, there's always a Planet Fitness where you go so you don't have to miss a workout. It gives you unlimited guest privileges. So maybe there's somebody that motivates you a little bit more than others. You got to be held accountable for those workouts. You could take them along with you. And you always got to find out the why. It's not just a weekend event. It's not just, this is a commitment that you're making to yourself, to your health, to your fitness. And for me, it's always going to be being able to play and have fun doing the things that my kids do. Find out what it is that's important to you. Get that motivation going. Find your nearest club and join today. You can do it in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tigers split the series with the White Sox. Doesn't feel great. Chance to beat the Northsiders at home this weekend. 3 games against the Cubs. Packed ballpark expected. Standing room only. Scooble on the mound tonight. And we've already seen the numbers. Attendance is way up for the Tigers already this season. So with new faces at the ballpark, we've asked you guys for your tips, your hacks. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to Cookie Jar later in the hour. Texter says, the Nemo's bus thing is the way to go. Multiple texts saying free parking, $5 ahead to get on the bus, grab one of the best burgers in the city. That's Connor in Detroit. Another says they've got great happy hour deals before the game.
Perfect.
Texter says park in New Center and take the Q line down.
Okay.
New Center's got some good restaurants over there.
Mm-hmm. Is there a fee to get on the Q line? I've never.
I've been on it once. I think it's free.
Okay.
I think there was a period where it may not have been, and then they made it free.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, especially if it's free, it's perfect.
Yeah, they just get pizza and East African food over there in New Center. What do we got here? Driving, what do we got? My hack is park at Harry's for free. Get a drink and food, walk to the stadium. My hack is to avoid going on Sundays. You don't have to deal with screaming kids everywhere.
Sound like little dinosaurs right next to you.
Is Sunday's Kids Day again this week?
It's every always
Sunday.
Kids Day.
Oh, it's every Sunday, mm-hmm. Okay.
The pre-parking can be nice if you can get it for a good price. For Lions games, many lots would sell out a week before the game. Many lots were prepay only. It was your only way to get into some mm-hmm. of those lots. You can bring an empty reusable water and fill it at numerous stations throughout the stadium.
There you go.
There's a good tip.
Yeah, there are hot days. Water filling stations. Yep. Yeah.
With the game being on Apple TV, expected sold-out crowd, I expect it's going to be, it says, in an amazing pitching matchup, I splurged on the home plate club tickets. I'm pumped for tonight.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
Wow,
how
yeah.
much did you spend?
Cooling technology.
Kind of.
Oh, you didn't think it, you didn't, oh, I thought it was great.
Mm. Okay. Good. I'm glad. That's great.
Sounds very
maybe
dismissive.
My seat wasn't working.
I don't know.
Some of them
maybe,
work. Some of
maybe
them work.
I'm just heavier in my seat and
maybe.
I push
that's
down on the
it.
Cooling
that's
coils a
it.
Little bit more. Yeah. Yeah.
They
yeah.
got to finish the food over there because then I think you're going to see people
yes,
sticking around.
For sure.
So it doesn't look like the eyesore on TV. And if you buy them game specific, like I'm sure this person bought a secondary market,
yeah.
you're not paying
yeah.
the season commitments
they're
that
awesome
they were charging.
Seats. Yeah, you're going to have a blast.
Yeah. It's just the price of them. But
plus
if
you can wave to anybody that's watching at home.
Uh-huh.
A lot of text messages from the kids. Dad, see ya.
But that's the thing. If you can get it at a good price,
yeah.
I don't know what the guy paid for it this weekend, though. Favorite hack is to take a day off in the middle of the week and go to those random weekday games. There's hardly anybody there. Easy in, easy out, still enjoyable baseball and nice weather. Don't take your truck if you're driving downtown. Most lots won't allow the bigger trucks. Use the apps to buy the spots in advance, cheaper and easier.
I've found that a lot of them won't fit. The trucks won't fit in the garage. Bummer. That's why you got to go down early. Plan ahead.
Adjust.
Get yourself a nice little parking spot on the road there. Especially if you're driving a big truck, you probably can parallel park it.
All right.
So what you're saying is the BBT won't fit?
Not at everything. Sometimes it's just too big.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
I knew that was coming. Cue the music, would ya? Take over, girl. A Michigan woman wanted in connection with a home invasion was taken into custody with the help of a canine officer. I always love these stories. So on Tuesday, Michigan State Police troopers responded to a report of this home invasion near Traverse City. The homeowner actually called police, said he saw a woman in his driveway on his like Ring doorbell cam, and then saw her go into the house, take items, and then leave. So that's when the officer put his canine to use. Ox went to work.
That's a great name for a dog.
Ox found this woman in thick vegetation about 5 miles away.
Wow.
I don't know what she took, or if she discarded the items, or they were small enough to keep in her pockets. But either way, she got away pretty quickly. She was arrested and now faces multiple charges. And Ox can get a good treat.
Yeah, right on her tail.
Charles Woodson Jr., son of Michigan football legend Charles Woodson, has received an offer to play at his father's alma mater. Woodson Jr. is a 3-star safety in the 2027 class, is ranked number 363 overall in his class. He also got offers from Florida State, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss, but he did post on social media that he is, quote, blessed to receive an offer from Michigan.
Awesome. It would be really hard for him to follow in his dad's footsteps, but it would be really cool as well. I'm curious as to how he and his family are going to navigate that one.
Yeah. You brought it up in your read about Planet Fitness, and I mentioned it earlier, but this is pretty cool. If you are wanting to work out indoors because of the air quality and the California wildfires, you can go to any Planet Fitness. What did I say?
California.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, not the California.
A lot of wind. It's really making its way across the country. Yeah,
got that jet stream.
My gosh. No, the Canada wildfires. You can go to any Planet Fitness in the state and use the facilities for free. So you don't even need to be a member.
Right.
You can go and work out. And they just said, hey, we want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to still stay in shape if they're having some issues outdoors. So it's pretty cool. You can do that now through Sunday.
No days off.
Justin Ishbia is in line to be the next owner of the Chicago White Sox. So he and the current owner have apparently entered a long-term agreement that could lead to Ishbia taking over the team as soon as 2029 or as late as 2034.
There's like options.
Yeah.
So buy out or sell out.
Right. So like, I guess between 2029 and 2033.
Ryan Zurk, the current owner, has
options to sell controlling interests to Ishbia.
And if he doesn't sell controlling interest in 34, Ishbia has the right to buy the majority interest.
There you go. You've said it all. Thank you. And what's crazy, so who's the current owner? Reinsdorf.
They hate him.
He bought the team in 1981 for about $20 million. Today, it's worth more than...
Just a little more, huh?
$2 billion. Yikes. Have you ever told your kids, like, hey, you need to go use the bathroom. We're going on a long trip.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case. Like, I even do that. Like, you know what?
I just told myself that.
I better go to the bathroom just in case. Like, just in case I'm going to have to go and we're on the road and there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, or your husband won't stop.
Yeah, that apparently might not be the best thing to do. So the New York Times did a story on how using the bathroom when you don't actually need to, that just in case.
You break the seal.
Yeah, it's really not the best strategy. And if you do it too much, you can actually train your brain to always think that it's time to go. Apparently, they talked to this urologist who said doing it every once in a while, fine. Right.
Yeah. You're not going on a long trip every day.
No. But if you do it a lot, your bladder starts telling your brain that you need to pee when you don't really need to.
So that's the service that dads provide, is we train you, we train your bladder to hold more pee longer. No, we're not stopping.
No, we're not. When you got a little one, though, you have to stop.
We'll put them in diapers.
No, you're not going to put somebody in diapers who is no longer in diapers.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
No.
Some people might, but no, once you've gotten rid of diapers, you're not going back.
Yeah.
But Emily has learned that.
Yeah, she's just stony.
Yes.
It's true. A DoorDash driver in Washington delivered a rather large order last week, a $100 delivery, and didn't receive a tip.
Oh, boy.
Quite frustrated about that. So he apparently took matters into his own hands. He returned to the house the next morning, intoxicated and with a loaded gun.
Oh.
Says apparently he just wanted to intimidate the family to give him a tip.
How'd that work out for him?
Not well. So he lifted his shirt to like show that he's got this gun in his waistband,
right?
Well, the homeowner decided, okay, I can take you, started wrestling the guy, got control of the gun, and then shoved this guy onto the driveway, demanded he leave. Well, the driver decided to call police because he was shoved, and it didn't go well for him either because he ended up being arrested and charged with assault, harassment, and driving under the influence.
Yeah.
And he was fired.
Not a great decision by either. Nothing like wrestling with somebody for a loaded firearm.
No.
That's Heather with the news. Before the hour ends, you got to get to the cookie jar. That's coming up next. Donuts, sunburns, bug bites, Aaron Rodgers, and more. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.